And tonight's encouragement talk will be given by Dharma holder Steve Walls.
So, good evening. So wonderful to be here with all of you. The last night of our training period here together. I wanted to try and talk a little bit about one of the readings that we did this morning from Master Dogen, and kind of I think following along a bit on this theme of every day is a good day, but perhaps shifting it just a little bit. When I think of this every day is a good day koan, what immediately tends to come up for me is my disagreement with things of the world. And I'd like to shift the battleground slightly to disagreement with things that arise in my mind. So, for the last couple of months, since the coming and going session, where I was here for 3 weeks, one of the talks that was given on that retreat really has stuck with me throughout this period. And it was the talk that our newest Dharma holder, Mike Filicki, gave on the day after his transmission ceremony. And he talked about an inquiry, and not so different from inquiry that I have done. Inquiry has always been very important to me in my practice. But the wording was slightly different than what I had used. And Mike asked this question, what is here now? What is here now? And I have been using this quite a lot in my Zazen practice. Just inquiring about what is here and making some effort to meet that. So I recognize a couple of obstacles here for me personally. One Mike talked about last night, which is this curiosity that he was suggesting as being useful in our practice. And of course, I find that to be very helpful. So one of the barriers for me is that I'm just not that interested with the stuff going on in my mind. I immediately jump to the conclusion that, oh, so, you know, this is the same thing that plays over and over again in my head, and I've seen this a million other times, and I just wish it would stop, you know, go away. I don't want to feel like this anymore. I don't want to think these same obsessive thoughts about how I'm doing and not doing good enough. So this being curious enough to actually take a look and to see how maybe what's here is not exactly the same as it's been the last million times. And that something of value can be found in just really paying attention with a little curiosity. So the other barrier for me is all of the judgment that arises, particularly judgment of myself, is quite a large component of what goes on in my mind. Some of the time I am I'm judging me. Occasionally I'm judging you. And often it's judgment of what's going on in the world, particularly lately. And in fact, this can be quite comforting because it's easy for me to feel a certain sense of righteousness about my judgment of the world. That can be quite comforting to be quite so right about all the terrible things that are going on. But mostly it's judgment of me, and this is quite uncomfortable. In the Heart of True and Trusting it says, this heavy burden weighs you down, so why keep judging good and bad? I don't know, it just sort of seems to come up like that. And there doesn't actually seem to be a whole lot that I can do about this arising of judgment. And we can say, well, so you just shouldn't have preferences, right? Well, good luck with that. That is not how it shows up for me. So anyway, to what Dogen says here. He says, not to know what it is like on this path is foolish. What it is like is to be unstained. So for me, most of what shows up in my Zazen practice is stains. Bumps and bruises and self judgment, self-loathing. This feeling like, you know, I really need to be different from how I am. I would like to be a little smarter, a little more handsome. But Dogen says here, unstained. And that it's foolish not to know this. So, yeah, sign me up. Foolish being, for sure. I really need to remind myself of this unstained quality. And it's not that I should feel like, yeah, that's okay. It's not really that at all. It's a willingness to leave it alone, to be present to it. You know, all these judgments arise and I hate them and I feel the way that I feel, and that's okay. This absolute permission to feel however I feel and not need to do a damn thing about it. And it's so difficult. Dogen goes on to say, to be unstained does not mean that you try forcefully to exclude intention or discrimination, or that you establish a state of non-intention. All right, so we might imagine that the thing to do here is just not discriminate, just not have intention. And I know, so some people don't actually like this word intention as being a part of our zazen. But it works for me, and it seems like for me it's kind of a key thing. That this is the difference between just sitting still, thinking whatever thoughts arise, setting this intention to really be present, to really leave myself alone. This total freedom to just witness this stuff that's arising, and to have no need to fix, to tinker, to meddle, just a practice of total non-doing. He says, being unstained cannot be intended or discriminated at all. This is an inherent property of the universe, this unstained, this every day is a good day. This is the universe, living life in the form of individual beings who forget their oneness and bump up against each other and cause trouble. So much trouble. So much joy. All of this unstained.